Foods present Bird's Eye Open House. Here's Dinah.
Me a little bit, ask me a little bit, a little bit. If you want it, pretty, 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 you give out a bit. Oh, oh, you're the reason why I'm seen something that comes easy. Understand where that you begin. Oh, I'm so a little, 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 ask me a little bit. Oh. A little bit, coax me a little bit. I'll tell you what to see, pretty please. And you're really in sunny land. For soft and sweet and to say what you like. It's a love your way. Coax me a little bit. A little, 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 little bit. A little, little bit more.
Oh, Dinah, that was well. You were really rolling.
Weren't
there.
They fun?
Hey, you must be very excited about Rich.
Why?
Huh? What do you mean, Dinah? Remember when Green came on the screen, a girl?
Harry, I told you, somebody. And as far as I'm concerned, another guest. Oh. And I don't care whether I impress him or not, that's all.
No, huh?
No.
Well, what about that perfume you're using? You've never worn anything that smells as exotic as that before.
No more exotic than any other perfume.
Then why is it called Come Hither, Grab Me, and Don't Let Go?
It so happens, just part of the guarantee.
Oh. No. Isn't that... Listen, Dinah, if Richard Green means so little to you that called up this afternoon and said she wanted to come over here and meet Richard Green, you hung right up on her.
Well, the poor girl might have been calling from the stuffy telephone book. Oh. To stay in there too long.
I'll get it, Dinah. Hello.
You're calling. Is Dinah there?
Yes, girlfriend, Lois.
Oh.
Hello, Lois.
Hi, Dinah. No, I thought I'd visit you at the Burmese.
Long trip alone.
Dinah, I just live around the corner. Coming with Lorraine.
Well, on a night like this, Lois.
Rather, we didn't come.
Silly, Lois. I'd love to have
what?
An unexciting program. Harry, please, she is not interested.
Tonight.
Lois, are you calling from a stuffy telephone? Are you calling from a stuffy telephone? Are you calling from a stuffy telephone?
Why don't you ask Lois to drop over?
Dinah, I'm just trying to find out who the guest is.
Oh, it's just another Englishman. Lois, like Arthur Treacher or C. Aubrey Smith or... or William Shakespeare.
But, Dinah, can't you tell me his name?
Well, if you're going to be nosy, it's Richard Green.
Richard Green? Oh!
Dinah, is she going to drop over?
She just did.
Now, Richard, before you go over to Dinah's program, is there anything you want to ask me?
Well, there is one thing that sort of confuses me.
Well, as your business manager, it's my duty to clear it up for you. What's on your mind?
Well, since my return to the States this year, I've become acquainted with a new set of American young ladies who scream at you and are known as Robert Sockers.
Oh, you mean the Bobby Sockers. Those are our young ladies who grew up while you were overseas.
Oh, I see. Well, now, there's one other thing that rather worries me. Tell me, have the ladies here been terribly overworked during the war?
Overworked? Why?
Well, every time I talk with them, they seem to have a peculiar talent for losing consciousness right in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, you're talking about the swooners. That's the new way they have of showing that they consider you a dreamboat.
A dreamboat?
Yes. In other words, you're very attractive to them.
Oh, not me. Why, in England, the girls think of me more as a tugboat.
Well, I don't know about England, but in America, you're very attractive. In fact, when girls look at you, they pass out.
Oh, they do, huh? Well, really, isn't it amazing that one should have the same effect as chloroform? Now, tell me, how did all this start?
Well, it started with a fellow named Frank Sinatra.
Oh? Where did they find him?
One day somebody moved a microphone aside, and there he was.
You mean he's that slender? Well, how do they distinguish between him and the microphone?
It's easy. The microphone never holds on to him for support.
Then I take it that women over here gravitate more towards slender dreamboats.
Not necessarily. Dreamboats come in different sizes. For example, the British Empire doesn't have anything as big as Van Johnson.
Oh, I don't know. They have Vancouver. I hope you won't think I'm conceited, but are you inferring that I'm in the Frank Sinatra, Van Johnson category?
Yeah. Don't you like it?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Well, there are so few things to talk about with an unconscious woman. Do you think Dinah will behave that way?
Why?
Well, you see, I rather go for the type of feminine companion who is indifferent to me but enjoys the same activities as I do. I hope Dinah is not too effusive. I'm quite shy, you know.
Well, you'll just have to take your chances.
Oh, I guess so. Oh, I do wish I weren't so attractive in the United States.
September afternoon, I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me? Do you recall a cottage small upon a hill, where every day you had to pay another bill? And if I'm not mistaken, dear, you pay them still. Remember me. I can see that little angel on your knee. Can't you see she kinda sort of looks like me? For I'm the one whose only fun is loving you. I worry till you hurry home when day is through, and I'm the girl you give your goodnight kisses to.
Dinah, that was lovely. You know, you really sent me.
Oh, thank you, Harry.
Oh, that's all right. And now, if you don't mind, I think I'll send you.
Send me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Harry, you're not going to sing, are you?
Oh, heavens to Betsy, no.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, scare everybody to death. No, Dinah, I'm going to tell you about Bird's Eye Chicken a la King. You know, just telling you about it will send anybody dashing down the store to get some. Honestly, you can really go for Bird's Eye Chicken a la King. It's chock full of big, tender pieces of bird's eye chicken, sliced mushrooms and pimentos, bird's eye green peas, snippets of green peppers, all mixed together with rich, smooth chicken broth and creamy gravy. And all you have to do to prepare this luscious dish is add a little milk and then heat. Then pour those tender chunks of chicken and vegetables over a mound of fluffy, steaming rice, and man, oh man, do you ever get some good eating. So how about it? How about getting your Bird's Eye Chicken a la King first thing tomorrow? There's plenty of it at your store, so buy a lot. You'll want to eat a lot, believe me. Just be sure, though, you get Bird's Eye Chicken a la King.
Broadway musical Annie Get Your Gun has a lot of hit songs in it by Irving Berlin, and here's one we recorded a few weeks ago. I got lost in his arms and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, there as I fell. I just can't recall. But his arms held me fast, and they broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost, but look what I found. And it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost. But look what I.
Dinah, he's on his way in.
Who?
Richard Green.
Oh!
No. Now, Dinah, don't faint, please.
Harry, were you just saying something?
Was I just saying something? Dinah, I thought you said Richard Green had no effect on you, and yet I just mentioned his name and you start to swoon.
I beg your pardon. I'm Richard Green. You're Miss Dinah Shaw, aren't you?
Yes, she is.
I see. Well, Miss Shaw, I'm supposed to be the guest on your program this evening.
She knows that. She knows it.
I assume you're Mr. Von Zell.
Yes.
Tell me, why doesn't Miss Shaw answer for herself?
Well, because you have no effect on her whatsoever. Dinah, dear, you're getting very heavy on my shoulder. Will you say something?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Green? Won't you sit at home and make yourself down? I mean, Harry, don't you think you ought to read a commercial while Mr. Green gets his wits about him?
Now, what are you talking about?
Now, please don't trouble on my account. I feel perfectly at ease. As a matter of fact, I enjoy the indifferent welcome you've given me.
Can you really feel how unimportant you are in my life?
Oh, yes, I have noticed it.
Is it clear that I think of you as just another man and not a...
A dreamboat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Not again, please.
Dinah, you've made me feel so delightfully unattractive, I've completely forgotten about Van Sinatra.
Van Sinatra? Just a minute, old man. Do you know what you're saying?
Don't worry about me, Harry. I'm on the ball.
Yeah, on the ball. You mean to say, Richard, that you like Dinah just because she's not interested in you?
I'm very taken with her attitude. Dinah, you're just the kind of girl that I've been looking for. Oh, we could have such fun together.
Well, even if you don't mean a thing to me, I guess I could find a little time to spend the rest of my life with you.
That's being a sport, Dinah. Oh, when I think of all the things we could do together. A place in the country, the murmur of a gentle brook, the delicate scent of jasmine, and you and I together playing handball.
Handball? What about that gentle murmuring brook?
Oh, well, if that disturbs your game, Dinah, you can have it drained.
All right, Richard, we'll play handball, but after that, what will we do?
Oh, then, when twilight comes.
Yes?
We'll go into the ivy-covered cottage and build a fire. And as the licking flames cast a golden glow over the room, you and I will sit by the hearth.
Yes?
And play casino.
What fun is there in casino?
What fun? You might get the good 10.
And what about the two of spades?
And then, Dinah, then we can walk down to the grove. And as the moon shines full and clear through the sycamore tree...
We'll probably be digging for worms.
A wonderful idea. That takes care of the next day's fishes.
You know, Dinah, it looks to me as if you've been caught on your own hook here.
Harry, why are you trying to frighten Richard by making it appear that he means a great deal to me?
I've noticed it, too. It's rather indecent of you, old man, putting Dinah in that awkward position.
It certainly is, Harry. I wouldn't say anything to Richard that I wouldn't say to you.
Oh, you expect me to believe that?
Why, certainly. Dinah is far too gracious to show any preference.
Oh, Richard, you say such unusual things, don't you think?
Well, I think you're too gracious to show any preference, too.
Oh, Harry, you say such unusual things, don't you think?
Now, just a minute, Dinah. You can't talk that way to me.
Why not? She said the same thing to me, and I certainly wasn't offended. Dinah, I do believe you're just the girl for me.
Richard, you say the kind of things I could never consider stupid.
Well, Dinah, I think you're just the girl for me, too.
Harry, you say the kind of things I could never consider stupid.
It sounds so nice when you say it to him and so lousy when you say it. Look, will you two excuse me for a moment? I want to see if I can figure this thing out.
Oh, take your time, Harry. It's not easy.
Oh, that was a very clever bit of acting you just did, Dinah.
Acting?
Well, of course. You didn't mean all those nice things you said to me.
Oh, of course not. But, Richard, you know, I've been thinking, everybody you meet may not find you as unappealing as I do. While you were away, the girls here have become quite aggressive, you know. And they speak a new language.
Yes, I've heard it. And, you know, I rather like it.
You do? Well, say it to me.
Oh, very well. Cement mixer. Putty putty.
Well, Richard, you don't understand. And it wouldn't be fair of me if I didn't show you how other girls might fall right into your arms. And you know how fair I am.
Oh, yes, I do, Dinah. What other girls do you mean?
Well, now, take my girlfriend Lois, for instance. The moment she met you, she'd look into your eyes like this.
Oh, I must say that Lois is terribly effective. Think how difficult it would be to concentrate on handball with her.
And then after that, Lois would probably take your hand and hold it like this.
Dinah. Lois is nothing like you.
No.
Will you excuse me if I open my collar?
Oh, certainly. That's all right. And then Lois would probably hold you close and kiss you like this. Richard. I smell something burning.
That's just a package of Lucky Strikes in my pocket. They've never been toasted quite this much. Will you excuse me to the Heiner while I run out for another pack?
Oh, certainly, Richard.
Dinah?
Yes, Harry?
Is that Richard Green who just walked out?
Yes, why?
Oh, well, I just brought your girlfriend Lois in to meet him.
Dinah, you didn't let him get away.
Oh, hello, Lois. What in heaven brought you here?
Just a hunk of paradise.
Oh, Dinah, I hope I didn't keep you waiting to... Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't notice you had company.
Oh, Richard, I'd like you to meet my girlfriend, Lois.
Lois?
Oh. Hi, it's so good.
Thank you.
Say, does anyone have a piece of string handy? Good. I tell you what you do. Just take that string, tie it around your finger, and then tomorrow when you're buying some bird's eye chicken a la king, which I certainly hope you will indubitably do, let that string remind you to look at the label on the packages you pick. And then make sure that label says bird's eye. No matter what anybody tells you, no matter how many different kinds of other frosted food you find, no frosted food is bird's eye unless it says so right there on that package. Believe me, folks, it will pay you to keep your eyes open looking for the name bird's eye. Because, you see, there are many brands of frosted foods, but there is only one bird's eye. Only one bird's eye quality and flavor and garden freshness. And you get it in every single package marked bird's eye. So look for the bird's eye name on every package. Remember, if you want the better buy in frosted foods, better buy bird's eye.
Gentlemen, and thank you, Richard Green, for being with us. It was a real treat having you around. Hope you'll come to see us again. One of our most serious problems today, ladies and gentlemen, is the acute nursing shortage. Despite our expectation that returning Army and Navy nurses would ease the shortage, conditions have become increasingly worse. Until today, two out of three hospitals cannot care for the present patient load. There are tremendous opportunities for young women between the ages of 17 and 35 who are high school graduates to enter one of the highest paid professions at extremely low cost. Enroll in a summer or fall student nurse training class. You can get all the information from either the hospital administrator or director of nurses at any nearby hospital. Night, everybody.
Hey, friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest, Red Skelton, along with Robert Emma Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the Four Hits, the Chorus, and Me Too. Incidentally, Richard Green appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of the Technicolor musical, Do You Love Me? Thanks for listening. Good night.
Thank you. lady. Don't look so sad just because that white cotton dress of yours looks a little yellow.
But I bought it just last summer.
All it needs is a few treatments with La France.
La France? Oh, you mean La France Bluing Flakes.
Sure. La France is famous for restoring yellowed clothes to their original whiteness. And so easy to use, too. You see, La France blues while you wash. So you use it right along with your regular soap in washing machine or tub.
Is La France safe for colored washables?
Colors or whites, it's all one to La France. All washables come out sparkling fresh and bright when you use La France.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.